Hello, my beloved friends. Welcome back to the Courage Within podcast with your host, Libierre. In today's episode, we're going to be diving into the topic of the courage to connect. Where do we even start with connection, guys? I know for me, this has been one of the toughest things of my life. Connection to God, connection to myself, and connection to others have been one of the biggest struggles of my life because I faced so much trauma and so much betrayal as a young kid. I do have a podcast called The Courage to Heal. I will leave that linked down below if you want to take a listen to it, but that's my testimony and the reason why Jesus is so important to me, because I have healed from so much trauma and so much difficulty in my life. I was jaded. I was jaded in the scope of relationship. I was jaded in the trust issues. I have trust issues. I'm overcoming so many toxic beliefs about myself, and connection was just never a thing that I was able to do because of fear. I had tremendous fear of abandonment and tremendous fear of betrayal and tremendous fear of rejection. So my connections were very poor, again, to myself, to God, and to others. First and foremost, I believe connection starts with knowing who God is for you. Knowing the love of God is the first step into connecting with anyone, because if we're not connected to Christ and then connected to God, then we feel like orphans. We feel like we don't belong. We feel not enough. We feel shame and condemnation. And for me, I had to really make sure that my connection with God was the first thing that I gave myself the opportunity to connect to. I want to read to you a scripture that talks about connecting to the Lord. It is out of John 15:5, and it says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you could do nothing." And you know, I don't believe God's being dramatic and saying you can't do nothing without God. Obviously, there are many people that don't love God say, "Olivier, I have done things. I've done this and that." And absolutely, people can become successful without God. But I believe that what that scripture is saying is that nothing of true eternal value comes from doing something that doesn't have God involved in it. So if you are not abiding in Christ, if you're not in God through Jesus Christ, then you are doing life in vain without a purpose, because whatever you do on earth will not translate to heaven. Whatever you do here on earth, if you're not connected to God, it's not going to be a fruitful thing in heaven. And we are looking toward heaven, right? We are here for God's purpose. And I believe that when you are connected to God first and foremost, you feel differently. I know that I did. I was an atheist. So I understand when people tell me I can't believe in God, because I couldn't either. I had to suffer a lot before I was like, I need help. I need help. I'm down. I'm out. I need help. It took a long time for me to really admit that I had exhausted all of my other options, and that the only option was truly surrendering to Christ and seeing where it went. It was really scary for me to go from being an atheist to being a follower of Jesus, but I was dying. I was dying inside, and I was desperate. I was desperate for God. I was desperate for change. I was desperate for hope. And I didn't think that I could have that. I didn't think that I would have it. But then I gave my life to Jesus, and everything for me changed. That's why I'm here today. I'm living and I'm thriving because of Christ. I'm a true testament of this scripture, because before, when I did things, it was for nothing, right? I was trying to do all these things and they amounted to nothing because I was living for myself. I was living just for me. I wanted things to work out for me, and so that I could look cool, so that I can be worthy, so that I can finally feel successful, so that I can finally feel worth and value inside myself. I didn't do anything with others in mind. And before, my life felt so dead. It felt so without purpose. And I feel sad for that girl that had to go through that. If you are in that right now, if you are feeling yourself that maybe perhaps you're just living and it's not really feeling like life, I want to invite you to invite Christ into your heart. I know how challenging that could be, especially if you've been hurt in the past, especially by church. Ooh, I have only been hurt by church a few times. I've only been a believer now for 10 years. So in 10 years, I've accumulated my own church hurt. And I could tell you that is one of the most painful hurts, because you're thinking, oh, these people should know different. They love God. They profess to love Christ. And yet they are sinners just like you and me, right? There's no one that is perfect. Romans 3:23 says that we all fall short of the glory of God. So you and I, we are capable of making lots of mistakes. You and I, we're capable of disappointing others and betraying others. You and I are desperately in need of Jesus and his sacrifice for us. And when we get connected to that life source, when we get connected to that light source in our life, everything changes. We are now abiding in Christ, through Christ, abiding in God, and knowing that we are living this life for a reason. It gives us that feeling of, oh, I matter. This life that I'm living here on earth, it's not just like, oh, I'm here and I don't know my purpose. Your purpose is to know God. Your purpose is to know how much God loves you, to believe that at your core. Our purpose is very simple. Yeah, God made us all with different gifts and abilities, but ultimately, we all have an important reason why we're here. And part of that reason and that purpose is for you to know who you are in Jesus, who you are when you're tapped into that life source that will never fail, who you are when you are connected to the vine that gives you hope and gives you restoration for all the things that you've been through. Connection that invites you to this beautiful relationship that will transform you into a person that you don't even know is possible. After we are connected to God, then we have to connect to ourselves, right? Connecting to ourselves can be so challenging because depending on how you grew up, you might be distracting yourself from yourself, like I did for the longest time. I didn't know how to be friends with myself. I didn't know how to sit with myself. I wanted to distract myself away from myself at all times because I was petrified of all of the gunk that I felt, all of the shame, condemnation, fear that I had inside. I was a ball of shame. And I felt like if anybody can see inside me, they will throw up, run away, and leave me because they will never want to love the person who I really am. And I realized that as I got connected to God's vine and as I got connected to Jesus, I realized that the only one that matters, he loves me. He loved me before all the things that happened to me, and he loved me through them, and he loved me after them, and he will love me always and forever. And because of that certainty of love, I was able to connect with myself because I was able to get over myself, over my shame, over the things that I was stopping from connecting to me. I was able to say, Libier, I have compassion on you because Jesus had compassion on you. I forgive you because Jesus forgave you. I haven't done it yet, which is kind of funny because I'm the queen of like journal prompts. If you're not signed up for my email newsletter, please get signed up. It's called Faithful Fridays, and I give you journaling prompts. I give you scripture and I give you little tidbits of a challenge every week on Fridays. Sign up for that newsletter because it is really fun and good for you. It is a good way to keep you accountable each week to making sure that you are journaling and that you are searching your Bible for answers and that you are thinking of great thoughts. So make sure you sign up for that. I will leave the link down below for you if you're curious to sign up. But within that letter, I give journaling prompts, and I'm surprised that I have not yet done the journaling prompt that I have given myself for the past 6 months, is to write a letter of forgiveness to me. And I know that you might be like, well, why do you need to forgive yourself? Christ already forgave you. Yeah, Christ already did forgive me. And that is a wonderful thing. And honestly, I do have to keep reminding myself of that every single day because sometimes I forget. And sometimes I still go back to that yoke of slavery. I still fall backwards and think, no, maybe God doesn't really love me, or maybe he'll leave me, right? That feeling of like disconnection from the Lord happens when I believe that I am not good enough. And that only happens when I'm not certain of the love of Christ, when I'm not reminding myself that it's not by works that I get to be in connection with the Lord. It's through the sacrifice that Jesus made for me. When I am able to connect to myself and be forgiving towards myself and be compassionate towards myself, there's a connection with me that then enables me to be a better human being for others. That allows me to connect to others. The connection I have with Jesus gives me the connection that I need to myself. And the connection to myself helps me to connect with others, which I couldn't do before. I was so terrified of relationship in my past that I would run away from every good relationship God would bring me. I would sabotage any good and healthy relationship because I didn't feel like I was worthy of love and connection. I didn't feel like I was worthy of somebody loving me and wanting to be my real friend. Not just the friend that saw the parts that I wanted them to see, but like really, truly, when they got to know my past, when they got to know my quirks and my sin, would they stay? I was terrified of rejection and abandonment in all relationships. So I didn't want to connect to other people because I was terrified that they would see me and run away. When God gave me the certainty that He was never going to leave me, that gave me the courage to say yes to connection to myself. And then that relationship gave me the courage to say yes to other relationships. Because if a person that I maybe was in relationship with, say a friend or a spouse or a family member, if I had challenge in that relationship, I learned that because I was connected to me and I was connected to Jesus, I had tools necessary to not only have healthy boundaries, but also the ability to speak my mind and to speak about the needs that I had in that relationship. Before, I didn't know that I could say things like, hey, when you said that, it really hurt my feelings. Or, hey, maybe next time, would you try to not be late so that I feel honored with my time? There's little things that I didn't know that were possible in relationship. I was able to understand that by connecting myself to God and then to myself, that I had tools. I had tools necessary to be able to withstand the pressure of being in connection and relationship to others. And I stopped being a people pleaser and I started being someone that had truth. I started having my yes be a yes and my no be a no. When I say yes to you, you better believe that's a yes. When I say no to you, you better believe that's a no, but it's a no because I don't have capacity for that right now. And the people who respected my boundaries were the people that I kept in my life. People who didn't respect my boundaries of no's, there were people that I felt like God was saying, hey, this is not a viable relationship. This is a toxic friendship. We just did a podcast on the courage to end toxic relationships. If you want to go back and listen to that, it's super important that we understand that we have the choice to be able to have people in our life that are encouraging us and that we are worthy of loving connection. When you are in God's love, you don't feel fear of being hurt by others as much as when you don't have the love of Christ. I know that I have experienced this in my own life, and I believe without a shadow of a doubt that if you abide in Christ and then you connect to yourself, that you will be able to have connection to others, because I know how scary it is. I know how scary it is, but you are worthy of loving connection. You're worthy of not being lonely. We were created to be people that hung out together. We were created to be in community. That is connection. We're so lonely right now because we are afraid. We're afraid of connection. And I want that to change. I want to, hopefully, if you're the only one listening to this, I hope that it changes you and that will ripple into the other relationships of your life and that those would ripple effect change others. I want to be a part of the solution of this loneliness epidemic. I believe we're lonely because we're not seeing that there is a God that we can trust and that we can trust in ourselves if we do small, little, tiny habits every day. Trusting yourself comes with keeping your own word, and keeping your own word comes from knowing yourself. Ask God to give you that wisdom to start knowing who you are and to have a connected relationship with you. You're not going to regret it. Connection is a beautiful thing, and I believe in you. I believe that you can. I believe if I can connect, anyone can connect. I was the most jaded, I had so many trust issues. My heart has been broken so many times. I have been betrayed in the most vile of ways. I don't want to minimize your story. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you have experienced that has hurt you deeply. But I do know that we have a comforter in God. I do know that God is our comfort and that with God, all things are possible. I believe that when you connect to others, you're going to see a different aspect of yourself. I'm going to read to you two scriptures that I think will help you think of your connections to others in a scope, in a way that is going to actually help your life and transform your life in a way that you can't do by yourself. Out of Colossians 3:13, it says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you." First of all, we have to start with forgiveness, right? If we forgive others, then we give space and room in our hearts to make connections to other people. We are walking around with unforgiveness and bitterness in our heart because we've been hurt. And forgiveness never says that was right what they did to me. It says I am free of what they did to me. I am free because Christ gave me freedom. And I'm no longer going to let this bottle my spirit down anymore. I'm going to release it to God and see what He does with it. And then out of Galatians 6:2, it says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." When we carry each other's burdens and we go to one another in community, you are going to be able to see God in yourself in a way that you could never see it had you not been in community with people that are like-minded to you. Make sure to pray for the friends that you want and make sure to become the friend that you want to become. Become that person. Think of it as this project. Do the things that you want others to do to you. If you want others to reach out to you, be the one who reaches out. If you want someone to text you, you text out. Maybe try this for this week. Try emailing 3 people in your business. Try texting 3 friends that you haven't texted yet and call 1 person that you need to talk to. Maybe make a FaceTime or a Zoom call with someone who is really intimate to you and make time for connection. Make time for connection. Make time for connection. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today. Thank you, God, that you are the connector of love and all good things. Thank you that you connect us with your Son, Jesus. And because of that, we are abiding in you and your love. Because of what Jesus has done for us, we have become heirs of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that because you connect to us, we're able to do much. We're able to do so much when we are abiding in you, Lord. And thank you that out of that abundance and out of that freedom, Lord, help us to connect to ourselves, God. Help us to forgive ourselves. Help us to see ourselves the way you see us. Help us to have also connection with others. As we're going through this life, God, we need community. Help us to be in friendships with people who are going to sharpen us, God. Help us to find friendships that are healthy and whole, and help us to become the friend, God, that we want to be. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I love you so much, and I believe in you. I will see you next week, God willing. Adios.